Food has a tendency to bring people together, and one Columbus organization is using it to do just that. WSU sat in on a recent Syrian cooking class where the teacher wasn't a professional chef, but a refugee, recently resettled in Columbus and adjusting to life in America. On a Saturday morning, Iman El-Tani is cracking fresh pepper into a pot of sizzling ground beef and chopped onions. She's surrounded by a group of students. Most have never tasted Syrian food, let alone cooked it. They crowd into a small kitchen to watch her every move and take careful notes.
Is that cumin?
Yeah. On the menu is shish barak, a Syrian dish of dumplings stuffed with beef and cooked in a tangy yogurt broth. El-Tani says it's a food she used to cook during the cold winter months back home.
I'm from Syria, in America. I have 1 year.
While chopping onions, the students work through a language barrier to get to know the chef.
So how many kids do you have?
I have 5 kids.
5 kids, and they're all in school?
Yeah.
So you have an empty house?
Just
one at home?
Yeah. Iman, you were a teacher, right?
Helping people find commonality is in large part why Amanda Warner co-founded the nonprofit organization Better Plate. For $30, students get a crash course in another country's cuisine and a home-cooked meal. This is only their second event, but she says they plan to find immigrants from all over the world to lead these cooking classes.
I think just watching people meet over food and talk about just like, okay, this is what my mom used to make, or this is my favorite food, or this is what I like to eat when I'm not feeling well. It's just such a way to, I feel like food's very humanizing because we all eat at least 3 times a day generally.
Student Colleen Moidu says she was curious about Syrian cuisine and is learning that forming these tiny meat dumplings takes years of practice.
It is not as easy as she made it look.
How's that one look? Is that better?
Yeah.
It's tough. The dough rips, the spilling fills out. El-Tani tries to correct her students' mistakes.
Start over, or do I just take a piece? And...
Oh,
yeah.
Then, El-Tani wants to explain her technique for cooking Syrian rice, but she can't translate a few key words. Thankfully, one of the students happens to speak Arabic.
Okay, yeah.
So if you don't cover it like that, the rice will stick together and becomes...
Amar Smender moved to Ohio from Syria over 20 years ago. He left his family behind to get an education, and he's here because this dish brings back memories.
I remember eating this as a child. But I remember it being slightly different, maybe because we came from different areas, different regions from Syria.
Smender and his host El-Tani stand at very different points in the immigrant experience. Smender is an educated professional with an American wife, while El-Tani is struggling to get a driver's license and study English. As she pinches and folds tiny dumplings, El-Tani takes the opportunity to talk about more than just cooking, like life as a refugee.
She said she didn't feel like they were alive in Jordan because they could not work and they could not provide for their families, and they had to rely on relatives sending them money from other countries.
El-Tani says life in Columbus is great, but Syria will always be home. She plops the dumplings into a vat of boiling broth where they cook for 10 minutes.
Finished? Done? Yeah.
The food is plated up for a group meal. Before she takes a seat, student Julie Kimmett says this was her first time talking to a refugee from Syria.
Yeah, I feel like most people probably don't. You know, we don't see them incorporated into our immediate communities very easily. I feel like a lot of immigrant or refugees, you know, you kind of find them in little pods throughout the city.
The room is momentarily silent as everyone takes their first bite of shish barak. Then conversation picks back up. Esther Honig, WOSU News.